Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. My name is Adrian Coble. I'll be your host for today. And today we get the pleasure of sitting down with Ryan Martinez. He is with Siouxland Coffee Festival, which is starting up this year in Sioux City. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so Coffee Fest in Siouxland. Talk a little bit about this. When is it happening? And give us some background there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the Siouxland Coffee Festival coming up on November 3rd at the Sioux City Convention Center. You know, we're super excited for it. It's going to be all things coffee in your favorite place, Siouxland, and we're really excited for the event.
Okay, cool. So we have never had a coffee fest as far as we know here in Sioux City. Tell people what to expect with a coffee festival.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're a coffee lover, you're not going to want to miss this. This is all things coffee. We're going to have multiple vendors from around the area come and sampling different coffees. You can, you know, buy from your favorite vendors there if you want. We're going to have some coffee art. So like, think about watercolor, but with actual coffee painting. A latte art competition presented by Hardline Coffee, and that's going to be a great time. And they're just like anything coffee. It's going to be there.
Okay, so it's a festival kind of celebrating all things surrounding coffee.
Absolutely, and we definitely just wanted to support all the local coffee shops and, you know, increase the coffee culture in our community.
Okay, so the aim and the goal of the festival is to kind of increase coffee culture and kind of promote coffee culture. What would you say is coffee culture?
You know, I feel like that's it depends on who you ask. You know, so for some people, it might be going to your coffee shop every Saturday. You know, for me, for some people, it might be, you know, what coffee shop you go into every day that you're getting your regular routine from. So, you know, personally, it's wherever I can pick up the nearest cold brew, or it's my Sunday ritual with my fiance.
Okay, so coffee culture, you know, I work in coffee, I work for Stone Brew, and, you know, and coffee culture kind of has sometimes a little bit of an elitist kind of vibe to it. So I think in terms of, like, you know, a coffee festival, would you say that it's about not necessarily like telling people what good coffee is, but it's just about kind of exploring all different aspects of coffee, espresso, brewed coffee?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest components to this event is going to be an educational component. Like, you're going to come to this event, you're going to leave with tasting great coffees, but not only are you going to walk away with knowledge you might not have, you might find out something about why you're tasting what you're tasting when you're drinking your coffee, you know, why that is, the origin of it, you know, maybe everything from aroma to taste. Coffee is a very beautiful creature and it has different things that not a lot of people know about.
Right. And so one of the things you were talking about earlier, we were talking about off air, is a VIP coffee tasting experience.
Yes.
That Katura is going to be doing.
Yes. That is something I'm super excited for. So our presenting sponsor, Katura Coffee Roasting Company, is going to be hosting a coffee tasting. So basically, he'll be sitting down with you in a small group and giving you an experience, an educational experience about different coffees from around the world, you know, how they're roasted differently, why they taste differently, what you're tasting. And, you know, you might have two similar coffee beans that might look identical, but you're going to get a different taste, you know, once you put it through and prepare it the way you want it prepared.
Right. And Katura is connected to Coffee King, but it's kind of the specialty coffee roasting side of things here in Sioux City.
Yep, that's correct.
You know, Nick Top is the person that'll be doing the tasting.
Yep, Nick will be giving the coffee tasting. And, you know, again, this is going to be a small group experience, so you're going to be able to walk away feeling like you personally learned something from Nick from Katura.
So if I'm coming in off the street and I've never, you know, I've only drank Folgers, and there's nothing wrong with that, but if I've only, you know, enjoyed Maxwell House or Folgers or something, I can come in off the street and taste different origins of coffee, of different espresso beans at this VIP event.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get the full experience. You're going to be tasting different things, especially with a lot of the local vendors. You're going to be able to find things that are near you, different things that you can experience. And, you know, you might walk away finding a new favorite.
Yeah, we definitely find that within coffee in Sioux City, you know, kind of being a smaller third wave, we try to be a third wave coffee shop here in Sioux City, and it's always about just making it accessible. So would you say, you know, buy a ticket for Coffee Fest and you'll find something to love about this event?
Absolutely. Like I said, I think we're kind of intentionally making sure that everyone feels welcome. You know, if you're a novice and you just enjoy your black cup of coffee every morning, this event's for you. But let's say you know how to make latte art yourself and you are really coffee enthusiast and you know about the acidity of different beans and the origins, well, this event is for you to come and celebrate with other coffee lovers and might be an experience for you to teach someone else something about coffee that they didn't know.
Okay. So we've got coffee vendors that are going to be there giving out samples. Who can we expect that's going to be at this event? Like,
what kind of vendors? Yeah, absolutely. So vendors, you know, we have a couple of different things that go with coffee. Then we have a lot of the coffee shops around here. You know, obviously, we're going to have Kachura Coffee Roasting Company, Cafe Roastery from Sioux Falls, Flat River Premium Coffee out of South Sioux City, Hardline Coffee Co., Heartland Coffee and Nosh, Jumpy Monkey, Coffee Connection, Little Green Truck Coffee, Mud on Main Coffee House, and of course, the one you know the most, Stone Brew.
Right. We'll definitely be there. So everybody's going to be giving away some coffee samples, probably be selling some beans and different items as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're making sure that all our vendors have a little something that describes their shop. What do people know them for the most? So we're really encouraging all the vendors to do what they do best. We're going to have a great variety of different things available from each vendor.
Okay. So something that we've kind of brought to Sioux City from our travels and from our lead barista, Jesus, he travels around and has a lot of friends in different cities and stuff. Something that we've kind of brought to Sioux City, I would say, is latte art competitions and latte art in general. Talk a bit about that. There's going to be a latte art competition going on at the expo.
Absolutely. And just speaking on Jesus, everybody that I was reaching out to be a part of this event, they knew who he was. So, you guys are very well known in that aspect. But yeah, what to expect is, we're going to have a competition that's going to be going on for about 2 hours straight of people competing head to head about, making beautiful latte art and being judged on a panel of judges of two coffee experts and a local Siouxland celebrity that will be announced soon. But it's just going to be a really fun and learning experience, outside of the latte art. It's just a huge entertainment factor. We're going to have it up on the big screen. We're going to make it a good time, but also we're going to use that opportunity to teach people how to make latte art. If you're interested in doing that, we're going to have a couple sessions available for you to come and sit and watch, listen on how you could get involved yourself.
So for our listeners that haven't heard the words latte and art together, latte art is really just pulling shots of espresso and then pouring steamed milk into it, free pouring steamed milk into it in a way that creates a design at the top. So the mix of the white and the dark of the crema of the coffee, you're able to make rosettas and hearts and different types of art. So that's what we're talking about here. So there's going to be a latte art competition going on, and it'll be bracketed. And it'll be hyped.
Yep.
Am I right?
Absolutely. There's going to be a trophy.
There's going to be a trophy.
There's going to be a trophy.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited about that. I love a good latte art throwdown competition. And so we've talked about sampling. We've talked about the coffee tasting experience, which is really cool to have a bunch of different origins and beans all in one place and then have someone who can kind of educate and talk about coffee. Are you modeling this Coffee Fest off of another event that you went to, or how did this come to fruition, or how did it come to be?
Yeah, so I mean, we're modeling it off of other coffee events, that are happening on the coast. But we realized there wasn't anything going on here, and kind of the origin story is, here at Volunteer Siouxland, we needed to do a fundraiser this year, right? We needed to raise money to support our organization, so. I took my passion of creating cool events for Sioux City, bringing really cool things to the Midwest, and I took my co-founder's passion of coffee. I mean, he literally has a coffee shop in his office. and we put it together, and we said, what can we do cool for Sioux City that could benefit a cause like our own? And, we put together the Siouxland Coffee Festival.
Cool. So talk a little bit about Volunteer Siouxland, because, with the Coffee Fest and, there's vendor fees and there's ticketing and things like that, all the proceeds from the event will go to benefit Volunteer Siouxland, right?
That is correct.
And so how are those funds going to be used? And for those that have never heard of Volunteer Siouxland, what is that and what is that platform?
Yeah, absolutely. So Volunteer Siouxland is Siouxland's online hub for all things volunteering. So we have over 100 nonprofits that we already serve that are signed up on the platform, and they're able to post their volunteer opportunities and needs to the community in one centralized place, and that's all for free. And we want to keep that free for the nonprofits to be able to find more volunteers. And all these funds are helping go back to keeping that that service free as a resource for all the nonprofits that are a part of our platform.
Okay. So how many employees do you have with Volunteers Who Land?
Just myself and my co-founder.
Okay. Yeah. So basically to kind of get this thing off the ground and keep it going and growing in Siouxland and keep volunteership, do you call it volunteership, growing in Siouxland as a result of this platform, we need something like this. We need kind of your premier event every year, and it's Coffee Fest.
Absolutely. We want to provide you a great event that's going to go back to a great cause that's going to help all the nonprofits that, you know, that you guys love. Because, I mean, everyone has their own cause that they want to be able to help towards. And, you know, we're trying to help out everybody and give them another resource that they can better use their donor dollars and continue to make an impact in our community.
Well, we certainly, on Food for Thought, we love to promote things that make an impact, a positive impact in Siouxland. So how do you get involved with Volunteer Siouxland? If you have some hours in your week that are empty and you're wanting to use those for a good cause, do I just go to your website?
Yeah, absolutely. Head over to volunteersiouxland.org. It takes less than 60 seconds to sign up. And right away, you'll be able to click on the needs to view all the active needs right now that you could be helping with, you know, this weekend, you know, to go out and volunteer for. And
so these are real-time volunteer activities where nonprofits in Siouxland are posting these needs. And then I can just kind of say, hey, I've got a free weekend. I'm going to go volunteer.
Absolutely. Not only are there active needs, but it gives a list of every single organization and the description of what they do on our website. So you can actually go and like search for a nonprofit that you might be passionate about and filter that by category. So if you're passionate about helping with animals or youth, you can filter by that and find an organization to get connected with that you can give back in your own way.
Okay. Well, very cool. So yeah, if you have a specific trade or something that you might be retired and, you know, you miss doing a certain, thing in the community, there might be a volunteer opportunity for you on that site.
Absolutely. One of my favorite stories is after doing a presentation in a coffee hour in the community, I had a lawyer approach me and said that he wanted to give back his services, his legal services to a nonprofit. So, that was really cool to hear when we started getting feedback from the volunteers that wanted to help out.
Okay. Very cool. Well, I'm excited about this Coffee Fest. I know that it's, you know, it's the first year, so it's gonna be really exciting to kind of see the personality of it and see all these different vendors interacting and kind of in the same space. And like you talked about with coffee culture, to kind of define what coffee culture is for us here in Siouxland. So the event is Saturday, November 3rd, and I'll let you kind of give all that information again and where to buy tickets as well.
Absolutely. So the Siouxland Coffee Festival will be on November 3rd from 11 to 4 p.m. at the Sioux City Convention Center. Then you can get tickets at siouxlandcoffee.com or just check out our Facebook page. It's Siouxland Coffee. So, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all information is there as well. But if you just want to shoot me a personal email, Ryan@volunteersiouxland.org. I'd be happy to answer any of the questions you guys have.
Okay. And we will be getting some tickets for the event today, and then KWIT will be giving those away on air. And so be listening in on Siouxland Public Media and kind of be sure to call in and win those tickets. Ryan Martinez with Volunteer Siouxland, also with Siouxland Coffee Festival. It's in its first year. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so November 3rd, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Sioux City Convention Center. Be sure to get out there, support coffee culture in Siouxland. It's going to be a great event. Until then, my name is Adrian Colbo. I'm your host for Siouxland, for Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. Be sure to tune in every Friday, just a little bit after noon, and we'll do it all over again. If you have ideas for Food for Thought, be sure to shoot them over to us. You can find that link on the Siouxland Public Media page. We will talk to you soon.